All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We have a special premiere of a game we've been playing for a while now and just stopped. Between Two Worlds is now complete on Steam, DRM-free, which means you don't even need Steam to play it. You can literally just buy it from Steam, pull the folder out, and play it without the freaking Steam program. Like most AVNs, it doesn't have Steam files. Now, Shell Hail Secrets did, but you can just remove those and it works just fine. And Drew Scotty's really cool, so if you bought the game on itch, you will also get the full version just in a little bit. He's gonna make sure everybody that bought the game, whatever platform, gets the full version. And remember, if you bought the game on itch, you get a free Steam code anyway, so you got the full version on Steam if you bought it on itch. So that's cool too. And there's a bonus art download, and there's a walkthrough DLC for $2.99. It's very common for devs to do this, to sell the little walkthroughs, and I don't think there's a problem with it. But we usually like to just pick the one path, you know, because I don't want to do all of them. There's just too many sometimes. Also, if you look to the left, there is a Darkness of Desire banner. That is to support the new game, Darkness of Desire. I do not know what that's about. But maybe we'll find out in a couple of months, right? I don't even know if that's in alpha yet. I have no idea where they're at on that. But Between Two Worlds is complete, and it's got very positive scores on Steam, as I thought it would. This is the AVN for you if you like Pathfinder, D&D, stuff like that. This is probably one of the best VN or AVNs for that style that I've ever seen. The guy definitely knows a thing or two about writing modules, and he's written some really good ones. So let's go ahead and continue with Between Two Worlds. Aw, come on, just give me a hint. She gives you a pouty face, trying to play on your empathy. Nope, pretty sure you can handle waiting half an hour until we get there. Painfully stomping a foot, she gives up, standing before you now with her hands on her hips. She starts to say something, but your phone chirps, letting you know the Uber is outside. That's our ride. Come on, let's go. Aw, not gonna blindfold me? Oh, wait. One more thing. You guys probably won't see this, but... Ah, there we go! Think our driver might get the wrong idea if you come out blindfolded. She leans into you as you both head towards the stairs to the door, giggling softly. That might be fun. Give him something to think about the rest of the night. You're bad. Maybe next time. The two of you cuddle in the back seat of the Uber, enjoying the night as the lights of the city flash by. The ride isn't long. As soon as you pull up to your destination... Let's try that one again. The ride isn't long, and soon you pull up to the destination, getting out, standing before a large brick building with no obvious signage. The building is nondescript, nothing special from the outside. Hannah looks at you, an eyebrow raised in amusement. This doesn't exactly look like a classy place, Grim. Are you sure we're in the right area? Looks can be deceiving, my dear. Come on, let's go inside. Stepping inside, the interior has been done up to look like a cave, with both an interior section as well as a grassy exterior like a courtyard. As you wait to be seated, you see that there are several couples enjoying dinner by candle in the cave section of the restaurant. There is only a single table visible in a grassy area visible off to one side, which is currently empty. A man approaches, welcoming the two of you. Greetings, and welcome to Restaurant de la Meilleure Curate. I do not know French. Do you have a reservation? We do, under the name of Grim, table for two. The man takes a moment to check his handheld tablet, verifying the reservation. Oh yes, Monsieur Grimm! I see. Thank you so much for dining with us this evening. It appears you have reserved the Magnifique Light Table. Wonderful choice. Come, follow me. I will show you to your seats. He leads you through the dimly lit restaurant and into an area that initially seems like it is outside. You see now that it's actually very well designed to appear that way, but is in fact part of the climate-controlled building. In the center of the area is a single table set up underneath a tree with a light shining down from its branches and simulated moonlight shining down from the ceiling. You can just make out what appears to be painted walls, depicting a forest surrounding the table. There is a cushioned sofa swing hanging from a large tree. Hannah leans into you as you approach the table, whispering, "This is incredible and must have cost a fortune." Stepping up to the table, you take a seat across from each other. Hannah looks at you over a set of burning candles. "I'll give you some time to settle in and bring back your menus." Hannah smiles shyly as he walks away before looking back to you.
"Grim, this is wonderful and crazy. How much did all this cost?"
"Don't worry about it. It's something I've wanted to do for you. For us." She reaches over, placing her hand over yours on the table.
"Thank you. I love this."
The waiter appears holding a bottle of wine and a couple of glasses. He sets them down in front of the two of you.
"May I offer you some wine to start? We have a wonderfully aged bottle of Chateau La Mission Hot Brion for you to enjoy."
"Yes, please. Thank you." He pours the smooth red liquid into the glasses for both of you, careful not to spill even a drop, and leaving the bottle on the table. After finishing, he hands you both small, fancy-looking menus before excusing himself to give you time to look them over.
"There are no prices on these. I don't know what I should be looking at."
"Hannah, just pick what you want. There are no prices because everything is paid for as part of the reservation. Relax. Enjoy the evening." She sighs, letting her anxiety go. After a moment of reviewing the options, you both pick out what you want, placing your orders with the waiter upon his return. You can see that Hannah is finally starting to relax as she looks around in wonder at the area. She notices that there is only the single table.
"Yet wait, I just realized. We're the only ones out here."
"Yup, this is an exclusive seating area. I actually made this reservation 6 months ago to get this table for us."
"You actually planned this months in advance?"
"I did. I really wanted to do something special. I originally had tried to get it for our anniversary, but they were booked for every date near it. It was a miracle I got this one."
Wow, I mean, what if we had split up or something?
I would have come alone."
Who said I'd be coming with anyone else?
I bet that I'd be so distraught and broken up that I'd just come here alone and pretend that you were with me."
"I don't like that answer."
"Really? You wouldn't bring some other girl, huh? Not even a... Well, no, you know what? Let's do Skylar. I bet Skylar would absolutely love getting dressed up for a classy place like this."
"Wow, Skylar, that's the one you have your eyes on now? Sweet, innocent Skylar?"
"Hold on. I want to see how this is approached.
I thought we decided she wasn't all that innocent after all. Maybe she could use a little corruption, right?"
She sits back, hands splayed on her chest, feigning offense.
"Well, I think I'm going to have to make sure the two of you don't get left alone anytime soon, then. My heart is yours and yours alone. You should know that by now."
Before she can respond, your dinner arrives and the two of you start to dig in. Conversation between the two of you is sweet but short as you enjoy the multiple courses served to you. After enjoying your particularly sweet and delicate dessert, you sit back entirely full and happy with a slight wine buzz.
"I couldn't eat another bite. This was by far the best meal I've ever had. I really don't want to imagine how much all of this has cost you."
"Then don't. It's not important. This will be a terrific memory for us to hold on to for the future. That is what matters. Come on, let's go relax on the swing for a little bit and finish off this wine."
The two of you move over to the swing under the tree, sitting down before gently swaying back and forth.
Hannah leans into you, looking up at the star display on the ceiling, sighing contentedly. After several minutes of silence, she looks over at you,
smiling as the two of you simply enjoy being together. Thank you. This has been wonderful. I love you. I love you. Day 14, Wednesday. Your phone chirps with the sound of a new text notification. Picking it up, you see it's from Hannah. He's in Python. Hey, question. Mind if we hang out at your place for a bit? Who is we? The girls and I. We're in a bit of a bind and could use your help. Sure, of course. When do you think you'll be here? There's no immediate response. Figuring that she had her attention pulled away, you start to put down your phone. Suddenly, you hear your downstairs door open, and the sound of three chatty, bubbly girls flood up the stairwell. A second later, the three girls move into the room, dressed in skin-tight clothes and holding rolled-up foam floor mats. Well then, I guess that answers my question. Hannah smiles at you before coming over and kissing your cheek. Thank you for letting us use your place. So, what's going on? We were at the park, about to do some yoga, and these guys came up and started harassing us. Wouldn't leave us alone. It was either leave or watch Emily be taken away in handcuffs. She was legit ready to fight. Anna moves to the girls, and you decide to follow, spinning a chair around to face the girls and putting your laptop next to you. Come on, they weren't even very big. I would have taken care of them easily. You probably could, and you probably would have been arrested for battery. You don't need a record. Yeah, whatever. I would have taken it to teach the fuckers a lesson in respect. Go final fight on them! Well, that sucks. If you want me to come with you next time, let me know. I'd be happy to tag along. Or Streets of Rage, whatever you prefer. For protection, or to watch us in tight clothes. Why not both? Never sure if a question is a potential trap. You decide to be as safe and play both sides. Why can't it be both? Just being there would get people to be less likely to harass you, plus I get to watch three beauties in tight clothes. They all stay silent, giving you an appreciative look before Hannah bends down and gives you a kiss. Good answer, Romeo. The three of them proceed to move your couch and table to the side of the room before laying out their mats. Skylar turns on your stereo, playing some relaxing music. Titanic? The girls start to stretch, engaging in idle conversation, none of which appeals to you. Watching over the top of the laptop, it sounds like town music from an RPG. You enjoy the view in the other room. The girls are quite limber as they move their bodies around fluidly. Obviously, completely comfortable in your presence, they rarely even look in your direction. Giving up on the pretext of seeming to work, you decide to just sit back and watch them do their thing. Having properly stretched, the ladies proceed into their first set of positions as the music continues to play in the background. You notice that the conversation seems to have moved to boys, with Skylar being the primary recipient of questioning. What do you mean? I've seen plenty of guys try to talk to you at the college. You just blow them off. Oh, come on. You know how those guys are. They aren't exactly relationship material, Emily. They just want to get off and then run off. How would you know? You never even talked to them. I hear the whispering, the comments in passing. Me being inexperienced is like a target for them. It's like a YouTube video. They just want to be able to yell first. Oh, it's not that bad. And you'll never find a guy who would truly respect you until you at least try. Hannah, guys like Grimm aren't as common as you seem to think they are. You got lucky there. Let's be honest. You smile to yourself, happy to have the compliment. She's not wrong, you know. While I'm no virgin like sweet, innocent Skylar, I've also had some shitty luck with guys. That's why I stay single now, pretty much. Skylar looks over at Emily, a slight smile on her face. Side smile. Maybe we should take some genetics classes and figure out how to clone Grimm. Hey, you know, for the right price, maybe a deal could be done without the need for genetic manipulation. The three of them bust up laughing while you raise an eyebrow. They suddenly all turn and look at you in unison as if able to communicate telepathically. What do you think, Grimm? Can I be your pimp? The sudden attention catches you off guard, and they smile a little at that. Well, that depends. What's the cut? We talking like an 80-20 split here? Sure, 80% for me and 20% for you. Wait, what? That's not how this works. I'm the one doing the work. Oh, so sleeping with me would be work, huh? That's harsh, Grim. I didn't mean it like that, and you know it. But if it's my body being sold, I want a bigger cut. Grim, this isn't a union. I'm your pimp. You do what I tell you to do. Don't make me get my stick out, bitch. All of you laugh at her fake aggression before Skylar speaks up. Question. Do I get a new customer discount? You know, like the cable company does for first-timers? Sure, and I'll have Grim over at your place sometime between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. sometime next week. Hope you can wait that long for service. Laughing again, the girls get back to their workout. Since they don't seem to mind you watching, you grab a drink and do just that. After about half an hour, they seem to finish up and begin to pack up their things and say their goodbyes with Hannah sticking around. Thanks again for letting us use your place for this, Grim. It was a lot easier and cheaper than getting an Uber back to the dorms. More room, too, yeah. So thanks, we really appreciate it. Anytime, ladies. See you later. The two girls head down and out as Hannah grabs some water and sits with you at the table. So, did you enjoy yourself? Of course, I love having you all around. Always a pleasure. Not what I meant, but that's okay. Now that we're alone, I did want to ask something, though. It wasn't me. The maid did it. I have an alibi. The dog ate it? Heh, you're not in trouble. Stop it. I was just thinking about something. I guess because some of the stuff that's happened recently and been talked about. She pauses for a moment, looking at the table. Seems like she's trying to build up the confidence to say something bigger. Hey, it's alright. Whatever's on your mind, you can say it. There's no judgment here. She looks up at you and smiles, taking your hand. You really are a sweetheart. So, like, how do you feel about the girls? What do you mean? Em and Sky? They're great. Couldn't ask for better friends. Why? But, do you find them attractive? And like you said, no judgment. Be honest. Yes, I do. Being honest and without penalty? Yeah, they're beautiful women. She smiles at you again, some of the apparent anxiety that she had been feeling draining from her face. And in the same spirit, I will admit to the same. Okay, so you're driving this car, Hannah. Where is this little trip heading? Well, I was thinking. I feel safe with you, with us. If one or even both of them were interested, how would you feel about having maybe a little extra fun? Are you asking me if I want to have a threesome with one of your friends? One or both, who knows? What I'm saying is, we both find them attractive, and I think our relationship is strong enough to handle it. It could be something special, you know? Also, in a way, I feel bad for them. What they said today kind of hit me hard. Neither of them have really experienced what I have, what we have. I guess it really made me think about this. So in my head, I thought, what if I could help them? Like, I know for a fact that you wouldn't hurt me and you wouldn't hurt them either. I'm not saying we would have some big polygamous family, but they can get the joy of a man who actually cares about them and maybe it'll help them in the future. She looks away again, seeming to lose some of the confidence that she had built up. Maybe it's stupid. I shouldn't have brought it up. Hey, no, don't think like that. Sure, there's obviously some selfish desire there. After all, pleasure is pleasure, right? But at the same time, I can understand your desire to help our friends. It's part of who you are. I can absolutely see where you're coming from here. Look, I'm obviously interested in the idea, and if it makes, and it makes me happy to know that you know I would never hurt you or step out on you. And it's true, it's you and me. That's what I want at the end of the day. I'm open to the idea, for all the same reasons you said, for myself, for us, and for them. So feel free to talk to them. It's all fine and good for you and me to accept this, but they have to be willing to. They have to be willing to. Throughout your words, Throughout your words, her demeanor slowly changed to one of happiness. Now she is looking at you with one of the best smiles she's ever had. I'll talk to them, don't worry. I'm glad we're able to talk to each other like this. Come on, Let's go get some lunch, maybe a drink. Seems like you might need one. She grabs a quick shower and change, and the two of you head out for a more lighthearted afternoon. After an enjoyable afternoon with Hannah, you head home to finish up your work for the day. Getting done fairly quickly, you sit back, running your hands over your face, letting out a sigh. With nothing else to do, you pick up your phone, texting Oscar. Hey man, you doing anything right now? After a couple minutes, he responds. Not really, just running some Valorant matches with Kenny. What's up? I was kind of hoping you might drop by, if you have time. Another brief delay, which you use to grab a drink real quick before sitting back down. Your phone vibrates as you do. Yeah, I can come by. Mind if Kenny tags along? Of course not. The more the merrier. Besides, he has a better sense of humor. Your character will pay for those words. We'll be there in like 20. Putting your phone back on the table, you unlock the door and spend a little time cleaning the place up. It doesn't really need it, but it's something to do to pass the time. Like clockwork, the guys walk in just shy of 20 minutes later. Kenny's holding a pizza. Hey, yo, brought some pizza. Hope that's cool? As long as there's no mushrooms, absolutely. The man grins, taking the food into the kitchen area, grabbing plates and dishing some slices out. Meanwhile, you and Oscar drop onto the couch. So, what's up, man? Everything cool? Oh yeah, absolutely. I was just thinking about the book I told you about. Kinda wanted to talk about it and other stuff. Ever since I found it, shit has gotten real weird. It's one of the reasons I decided not to use it for your game. Weird? How so? You accept a plate of pizza from Kenny as he pulls up a seat to sit across from the two of you. Thanks, Kenny. But yeah, so like, when I first started looking at it, I zoned the hell out for over an hour. Legit just stared at it for an hour, but it felt like 5 seconds had passed. Then I've been having these dreams. This weird woman, multiple times now, has appeared to me in the dreams. Dreams are just dreams, though. You really can't read too much into that. Well, about that, when you were telling us about the new bad guy, or, well, girl in your campaign, I could feel something nagging in the back of my mind. Then when you said the name, Alarin, it was like an electrical shock went through me. I knew the name, even though I'd never heard it before. It's her, Oscar. That's the name of the woman who keeps appearing to me. You somehow picked the name of the same woman. Oscar just looks at you for a moment, not sure what to say. As usual, Kenny conveniently breaks the silence. So your dream girl made Oscar use her name for his game? I'd ask if he was dreaming about her too, but that's not the team he plays for. Yeah, no, ignoring the peanut gallery, dreaming of girls isn't really my thing. Yeah, excuse me, like I know I said it came in a dream, but it wasn't from some mystical girl. I remember it clearly, it was in my world, and what I imagined to be the village of Artley. One of the village women was having trouble with a child. As I listened, the woman called out to the kid who was being a complete shit. The name was Alarin, I liked it, so I wrote it down when I woke up. Yeah, see, in my last dream she appeared in, she told me that she'd influenced you. It's still just a dream, Grim. Your brain processing information. Maybe you saw it in my notes or something and it just didn't register. Yeah, man, you seem to be letting this bother you more than it should. I know I joke a lot, but I'm being serious here. I agree with Oscar. It's nothing but coincidence. Sitting back, you stare at your blank screen. Excuse me, you stare at the blank screen of your TV. You won't agree with him. You want it to be nothing but a dream. But deep inside, you just know it's more than that. It has to be. Your mental thought train is broken as you hear Kenny laughing at an unheard joke. You still with us, or did you run off for a trip with a dream girl? Alright, I get it. Just a dream, or whatever. Fine, let's just forget it and move on, okay? Hey, we didn't mean to piss you off. Just trying to have some fun with it, you know? I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I'm sorry too. It's obviously bothering you and we shouldn't make light of that. Are you willing to talk more? We're here for you. You simply look at him for a moment before deciding to continue. I'll be honest, man. It's not just bothering me. I'm a little worried. Some things has happened while I was awake as well. Things that shouldn't have happened. Like what? Have you seen her walking around or something? Nah, nothing as banal as that.
Just like some people doing things that they didn't seem to know they were doing, or wouldn't normally do. Are we talking like body snatcher type shit? Heh, no, it's just very short term shit. Hell, just earlier today, Hannah approached me with an idea that was kinda out there. I won't go into detail, it's really personal, but it was really out of the blue and very forward. Like, she can be forward, but this was really out of left field. I thought about it a little bit while we were at lunch, and I honestly can't get it out of my mind that maybe, just maybe, there's some kind of external thing at play. Kenny and Oscar look at each other. The glance doesn't have any malice or humor, almost a touch of concern. The two of them seem to have a soundless conversation between them before looking back at you. Was her idea a bad one? Like, no one's gonna get hurt, right? You said you were worried. God, no, nothing like that. Hell, it could be damn fun. I just didn't expect it, you know? I get that. So, what are you gonna do? I'm not sure. With Hannah, I'm just gonna wait and see what happens. As for the rest of it, I don't know. I don't know that there really is anything for me to do. I think it's a matter of time will tell. I just really needed to talk this out, and you guys have always been a good sounding board. Aw, Oscar, I think he means he loves us. It's okay, man. You can say it. Come on, join us outside of the closet. We have cookies. The three of you laugh, Kenny able to successfully break up the overly serious mood of the conversation. Apparently deciding that it was a good place to stop, the three of you break out some games and just enjoy the evening by causing 13-year-olds to rage in Call of Duty. Day 15, Thursday. Jumping on the train, you decide to head down to the library, looking for more material to help Oscar with his upcoming campaign plans. Since you have game night tonight, you figure it's a good time to get it done, plus it gets you out of the apartment for a little while. Being fairly early, the building is mostly empty. You see only a couple of elderly people sitting at one of the central tables having a whispered conversation. Moving upstairs, you head into the fiction section, hoping to find that inspiration. Turning a corner, you almost walk straight into Emily, who is distracted examining book titles. Oh, shit. Hey, Em. Didn't know you were going to be here. Almost tripped on you. Hey, Grim. Lit class professor has a hard-on for George Orwell at the moment, and syllabus says that he will likely go to Bradbury next. Ooh, both really good authors. So I figured I could get a head start, find a copy of Fahrenheit 451. It'll probably come up. I gotta say, a little impressed that you know he wrote that. I didn't. I looked him up on Wikipedia before coming down here. That's one of Bradbury's most famous books. But he's written some really awesome short stories. You know, science fiction, fantasy. He's written a lot of stuff. You really think I'd read boring shit like that if I didn't need to? I don't know. I didn't think they were boring when I read them in high school. The parallels between 1984 and... Okay, nope, gonna stop you there. No offense, but I just don't find it interesting. Alright, I get it. Do you do much reading at all? Like, is there a topic you actually enjoy? She starts to say something, then quickly shuts her mouth again and looks away. A rare slight blush shows on her cheeks. Also, where are these monks? Nothing I want to share with you. Again, no offense intended, it's just personal. Come on, it can't be that bad. And you know I won't judge you for it. I promise, it'll stay between us. She looks back at you, thoughtful, before deciding to open up. Fine, I read a lot of erotica. Probably too much, to be honest. And I don't mean the shitty romance novels with Fabio on the cover. That's literally how they used to do them back in the days, guys. I'm talking real, hardcore writing. Stuff that's probably banned in countries like Germany. But as with most things, the internet is great for that. Well then, I mean, that's cool, I guess. Not sure if my old English teacher would still say that reading anything is reading something, knowing that. But hey, if you enjoy it, that's a good thing. Books are a great way to explore situations you might not otherwise get to enjoy. Exactly. Like, I'll admit, it's really helped me to explore and develop some fantasies that I didn't know I had. She says this a little louder than she likely meant to, resulting in a shh sound coming from below. Looking over the rail at the tables below, the two of you see the elderly couple looking back up at you, scowling. You look
back at each other and struggled to hold in the burst of laughter before moving back to the shelves. All right, did not expect to talk about this kind of thing today, especially not with you, or have some old prudes hear it. Cat's out of the bag. Also, you should send some stories to Hannah. Maybe it'll give her some ideas. Emily lets out a muted laugh and leans on the shelf. You know, speaking of Hannah, I had a very strange text convo with her this morning. Strange? How so? So, like, okay. She sends this message saying she wants to talk to me about something important. I'm all ears, right? And the next thing she does is ask how I feel about you. I'm like, he's cool, I guess. Really? That's all I get? He's cool, I guess? She smacks your chest, pushing you back a step, but smiles. Shut up, you know what I mean. It was just weird for her to ask like that, you know? Anyway, so I answer her, and she actually had almost the same reaction. She started pressing me a little harder, getting a little weird. Asking if I thought you were sweet, if I thought you were handsome, if I thought you smelled good, etc. Wait, she asked if you thought I smelled good? What? I know, right? I told you, it was super strange. So what were your answers? Oh my god, stop. You'll never know the details. Deal with it. Let's just say I gave her some generic answers, but then she just stopped texting. The whole thing was just weird. It's like she was trying to sell a car and wanted to get a feel for how much I'd pay for it. Don't worry, I'm cheap, though I do need frequent oil changes. She turns away and crouches back down, scanning the books again. Sorry, but I need a model with a longer range. Something tells me you burn your fuel pretty quick. As if I've got tanks for days. She laughs and grabs a book from the shelf and standing. Alright, well, I think it's time for you to pump the brakes a bit. Any idea why Hannah was asking that stuff? Deciding to keep your conversation from yesterday private, you quickly throw out an answer. Don't know, maybe it had something to do with what happened this weekend? Or she just wants to boost her ego regarding her amazing, handsome, good-smelling man? Rolling her eyes, she pushes past you, seeming to accept your bravado at face value. Yeah, sure, let's go with that. Anyway, I got what I needed. Last copy, too. You staying or going? I gotta look for some stuff for Oscar again, so I'll see you tonight. Maybe I'll try out a new scented conditioner before you get there. Jesus Christ. Goodbye. Watching as she walks away, you can't help but wonder why Hannah was going so hard about this. Shaking your head, you turn and start looking through the shelves yourself, a thread of concern sticking in the back of your mind. Day 15, Thursday. Game night has arrived, and you have decided to cook up dinner for everyone rather than doing the usual Chinese takeout or a pizza. Thankfully, Hannah came by early and was happy to help. The two of you worked side by side in the kitchen, prepping the large meal, playfully nudging and bumping each other. I mean, I know a lot of you guys, you play games online, but there's nothing like getting a bunch of people together, sitting in the same place, and having a game where you can talk and interact with each other. I mean, I'm sure you can kind of do that with VR, but I don't know. For me, being an old guy, it's just better when we all hung out and had this game that we play, whether we play cards, you know, Magic the Gathering, you know, all kinds of different stuff. We try to get some D&D games going. We do just different fun things. And it's always fun. You always have a good conversation. You know, you make a dinner. It's a nice time. I think it needs to come back. I know a lot of people want to go into the digital world, but it's really important for people to get together and socialize and just have a good time, right? I think that's something that's missing with this generation now. But all right, guys, I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Between Two Worlds. I'm liking this one, so I'm going to add it back next month. All right, I am out of here.